Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's read, starting from Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 1 to 6. Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 1 to 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. The evidence. So when they ask you, what is the evidence of the unseen realm? What did God say you should present? Faith. So let's assume in my hand, this face towel is called faith. God says this is the evidence that the spirit realm exists. And I will explain that to you in a minute. Next verse. For by faith, the elders, what did they obtain? They obtained a good report. Verse 3. For through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. Verse 4. For by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Now, I will not explain this whole passage, but these are very beautiful things. By which he obtained a witness that he was what? Righteous. So I'm asking myself, what is it about the faith equation that makes a man gain the status of God? Righteousness. And God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, continues to speak. Now, this is Abel here. Should I switch microphones? Next verse. For by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Now, we are talking about faith. Now, as we are reading it, I want you to compare it with what you have. And he was not found because God had what? Translated him. God had moved him out of this realm. For before his translation, he had a particular testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6. Now, without faith, it is impossible to impress God. Now, when you look at it is impossible, what it means is that the first foundation a man must lay, as far as his walk with God is concerned, is what? The foundation of faith. So, it's good to cry. It's good to jump. But if that jumping is not a byproduct of faith, God is not impressed. If you do it simply because you felt like doing it, it's not as powerful as if it is a response of faith. Kai, is somebody? Look at what he said again. That he that cometh to God must what? Must believe. You left your house and said, today, I want to encounter God. God said, if you do everything except enter into the realm of faith, you'll get the wrong direction. He said, he that must come must believe. That what? He is that he is. That the word he is means that God exists. What is science and technology trying to tell us? That you can live without God. You can punch a few things on your computer and you don't need to pray and fast. God is, this is God. And that's why the number 666 again begins to come to mind. On what day did God create man? What is the number of man? 666. Trinity. A level, a place where man will grow and become so strong that he will not need God again. Leave it. You must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder. There is no man that can follow God and God will not acknowledge his effort. He rewards. The only thing is that you have to be sure where you are putting your effort. Look at what he said. That he is a rewarder of them who what? So in this scripture, what does God reward? Diligence in seeking him. Consistent seeking. Not tied to how you feel. Not tied to the bank balance. 1,355 naira 72 kobo. No. Diligently seeking him is like David saying, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. It's saying, it's like when David said, I prefer to be an usher at your gate than to be in the company of fools. Do you know what it means to be an usher? You are standing there, the activities on the altar, but you are far away from the altar. But it's better for me to be far and be looking like this and be looking at it small than to be somewhere where God is, God's eyes are not there. Let's read another scripture. I think it should be John chapter 6, verse 63. John chapter 6. Look at this. It is the spirit that what? Quickeneth. The word quickeneth there is make alive. The flesh profits nothing. That means if I exercise my labor, my effort, in that which makes material sense, but not with the breath of God. God says that thing will profit me nothing. If I try to get married by wearing makeup and dressing well, those things are important. Say the flesh will profit nothing. The words that I speak to you, what are they? They are spirit and they are life. Two elements. And you understand a bit. I'll read one more scripture, then we'll go back to John 6. Proverbs 18:14. Proverbs 18:14. Quickly. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? Listen. Every time you are under a spiritual attack, the first point of resistance. Can you hear me clearly? The first point of resistance that God gives to you is your spirit to push back. Confirms to us that it is possible for a human spirit to be wounded. You can be wounded in battle. I don't know if somebody is hearing me now. I said some of the things you are dealing with in your body, they are only byproduct of something that happened to your spirit. That's your body is responding to something that an assault against your spirit. And that's why drugs are not working. Are you with me? Look how he said. The spirit of a man can sustain his what? His infirmity. But when that spirit is wounded, that means the capacity, the innate capacity to push back is no more there because now it's weak. When a man is wounded in battle, what comes out of his body? Blood. When a spirit is wounded, what comes out? Life. Spirit and life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Why your spirit doesn't maintain natural blood? The sustaining power of the spirit are the words that it has ingested. The words it has ingested before that day. So when there's an assault against your spirit, you begin to bleed. But when you bleed, you are not bleeding blood. That is why the moment your spirit is attacked or poisoned, the capacity to bear is reduced. And if you do not have immediate support, you can collapse there. I don't know if somebody is with me now. So these are serious matters.
Again, spiritual sensitivity is very key here. So when you are dealing with a particular situation and it seems that thing is defying solution, check this area. It's very possible that you have sustained a wound in the spirit realm, or that your soul has been punctured and you are emitting life. You are emitting spirit. And when your spirit can no more sustain you, pushing back the battle, it begins to get weak. Begins to get weak.
Then the enemy begins to gain ascendancy. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Go back to Hebrews 11 6. But without faith it is impossible to what? Now, God is a faith God. Please, if you have your note, write it down. God is a faith God. Now, the concept of faith for God is not the same as ours. Faith in God's realm is a creative force. It's different from just saying, I believe. What was that song? I believe your word, your promise. When you give me that song, when you say I believe, you are actually warming up to get to the place where your faith can become active, and then the words you speak become tangible. It's not when you said, I believe. It is when your spirit travels with that song and you get to a place where faith is now alive in your heart. And you know that every word that God has said to you will surely come to pass. When you come to that place of knowing, you are in that realm. God is a faith God. In Genesis chapter 1, when God wanted to recreate the earth, Bible said there was chaos everywhere, and the whole world was in darkness. And the Spirit of God began to hover. Why didn't God speak immediately? I mean, if you come into your house and you find the whole house flooded, maybe you live in Surulere area or those super flooded areas. You just got home and noticed rain fell while you were at work and everywhere was flooded. You probably want to move to panic mode, try to, you know. Why didn't God do that? Because there are certain laws and rules about faith. If you don't understand it, you will think God is wicked. Number one is the law of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Before God spoke and said, "Let there be light," He allowed the Holy Spirit to brood. He allowed the Holy Spirit to investigate the matter, to restructure the atmosphere, recalibrate it into heaven's temperature, which is why many times before we pray, we spend time worshiping. Because somebody will ask me, "How do I get there?" I'm explaining now. Before you open your mouth and say, "Father, all these things that are happening to me," we recalibrate the atmosphere in the place of worship. That's one of the ways. Are we together? So if you are someone that is not given to worship, there's already a problem. We are not worshiping to convince God. We are trying to bring a different atmosphere into our situation. Because sincerely, your heart may be with God, but that thing that might have happened might have affected you emotionally. And you are destabilized. So it helps to close your eyes and then sing, "You are faithful to the end. You are faithful to the end. I believe, I believe, I believe. Say your word, your word, your promise. I believe, oh. You are faithful to the end. You are faithful to the end." Now, if you have not learned this particular skill, you may not be able to execute it when there's a crisis. If you have not learned how to turn to God when there's a crisis, immediately, the moment that crisis comes, you'll be looking for man. Hey, are you here? Are you here? So God is a faith God. What God uses faith to do is to create. It's like His brush, painter's brush. It's not the human faith that everybody has. It's not the human faith or idea. "Oh, I believe I'll be a success." We know. But are you a success now? No. God does not use faith to create money. Those are very little things. God uses faith to create destinies. Did you hear what I just said? So God uses faith. The scripture says in the book of, I think it was Romans chapter 4, He says, "He is the God that calleth the things that be not." So how did God call to something that was not existing and the thing answered Him? That means He has seen the thing in His heart. So the first rule of faith, for it to be active and potentially powerful, is for the manifestation of the presence of God. Kenneth E. Hagin had shared a story like that, about how he had been in a situation, he wanted to minister to somebody, and there was a challenge. He didn't feel the anointing, and he told them that, he needed to pray in tongues. So because Kenneth E. Hagin doesn't know how to sing, so he began to pray in tongues for a few hours, and faith rose in his heart. I don't know how many of you have experienced that idea before. You are praying. You started normally, after some time you sense as if there was a divine energy, like God was, you know, like you've gotten to a new realm. It was easy to pray. It was easy to believe. Aha, that realm is the creative realm. That is the realm where you can speak and things that don't exist to become visible. They will manifest. So when God said, God called out light. Out of where? Out of darkness. That means when God saw the darkness, he was seeing light. He didn't see the darkness as an opposition to him. He saw it as something that was yielded to him. But when you are going through a tough time, are you seeing light in the darkness? If you are not seeing the light in the darkness, it may account for why you are praying and not seeing result. Because for faith to work, it will look for materials in your spirit. The first material it looks for is the presence of the Holy Spirit. The second material that it looks for, not just the Holy Spirit, your vision. What are you seeing? So these are very important elements in how faith works and how you can move in the realm of faith. Now, it's important to get a complete grasp of why faith is important. Did you notice that in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, God did not say, without love you cannot reach me. Say without faith. Without faith. So if God made the condition faith, then we need to understand what faith is according to God. Because if somebody is coming from one herbalist home around here and he say, Pastor, pray for me. If you ask him, do you believe? What will he say? Yeah. But according to whom? I am telling you that if God made this condition, faith, the chances are that we don't know what faith is. Which is why the thing is in the open secret, is in the book, but we are not getting the results we are looking for because we don't understand faith. Look at Romans chapter 4, where it talks about he called the things that be not. Look at it. He said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of what? Did he have a child here? The man they were talking to, did he have a child? Was Isaac born? But God was talking beyond the child. He was already talking about nations. Talking about him being a father of nations, not even one child. And he now introduced that God to us. He said, even God, who what? Makes alive. So to understand how powerful the realm of faith is, I must understand the power of life and immortality. So when Jesus came and said, the words that I speak to you, they impart spirit and life. That means every time I sit with the word of God, every time I look into the word of life, there are two things I must be looking for. What are they? Spirit and life. So if I'm studying John chapter 6 or Romans chapter 4 verse 17, once I connect to this particular point, God is breathing on you. Because the word spirit is the same word as breath in the scriptures. Breath. When you find the word, when you are looking at the scriptures and you find the word, what God is doing is, then you absorb it. And that same element of life becomes active in you. God breathed upon man and he became a living soul. There are people with dead souls going up and down. If they can just be... Because the problem is, they didn't tell us how long God used to breathe on Adam. Maybe some are thinking it's still this way you cook Indomie. No. Depending on your capacity and willingness to wait, which is why we are all producing different results. Because some of us are waiting more than the others. So the realm of faith is directly tied to the issue of quickening of the dead. That's how potent that realm is. He quickened the dead. Give me... even God who quickened the dead and called the things that be not. That means the things never existed. God just looks at that and says, chair, come. He speaks into nothingness and says, chair, come. And the chair walks out of nothingness. For that to be possible, God must have an idea what that chair will look like. He must have seen it in his mind. Then the presence of the Holy Spirit must be in that direction, according to Genesis 1:1-3. I'm telling you something that if you take the next 1 year of your life to encapsulate and master, there are some struggles in your life you will cease from. Because the faith realm is not just I believe. It's a creative realm. That's where anytime God wants to do something, he goes there. That is why before everything that God does manifest, he first speaks them. Say, behold, I do a new thing. Because the third law of faith to move in that realm, I've given you two. I talked about the presence of the Holy Spirit. What else did I talk about? Your vision. That which you speak must be clear to you. God, I need a husband. What type? God, we need change. So now we know that by next year, the prayer will be, we will tell you the type we are looking for. Come on, say, be specific. For prayers to be effective, they have to be specific. Don't try to help God because you know that he will disappoint. Huh? He will not disappoint. Tell him what you want. God, I want a car. Which type? Peugeot. Because that was not even, you know, when a Peugeot has been, when a Peugeot has been finished, it becomes Peugeot. So, if you have a, if you have a Peugeot 504, it's a car. In some countries, they still ride bicycles. So, it's not an issue if you are driving a Peugeot 504. I'm just saying that, in case that is not what you want, can you please be specific? If you need it to convince that girl that your future is bright, can you please, because some people, they are never serious until they are ready to marry. They will now be behaving like they are correct. Meanwhile, they are not correct. So, the realm of faith operates by the presence of the Holy Spirit. It also operates by vision. The third rule that guides the spirit realm is utterance. What did I say? Utterance. Now, there is a challenge with utterance. We may believe for something. We may be trusting God for something. But our confessions might not be in alignment consistently with what we say we believe. So when we get to that point, we have a challenge. Now, there is another realm of utterance that I need to address. The scripture says God is able to grant us what we ask for or what? Or think. What God is able to give to us what we ask for or think. That means that the things that I think about are in the realm of the spirit authorized as legal transactions. So if you are praying and say, God, I need a new job. But somewhere in your mind you are saying, Holy God knows how we are even going to move forward with this thing. Everything is just upside down. If you don't know somebody, you know, you are with your pastor, and you said, you came to your pastor and said, Pastor, I believe if you pray, something will happen. But before you came, even while you are walking across this holy altar, you are like, Holy God knows how this thing will even, you know, it is country. Let's just go to the UK. You don't know. Do you know there are poor people in the UK? Do you know? You see, most of us are suffering from colonization. So you need to be decolonized. There's a research paper I was
somebody presented 3 weeks ago. Decolonization. Need to be decolonized. You think anything white means superior, which is why you are bleaching. So if God now says the angel should go to your house and look for a dark lady, a dark brother, you see, I didn't see how the person I saw there is yellow. No, you know, yellow now is an aberration because you're supposed to be fair. But you have touched the skin, so it's yellow. You have to be careful. Come on, say I'm wonderfully made. When a man is really serious about settling down, if you are light complexion, it's just an advantage. It doesn't mean nothing. Because if you are light complexion, you have nothing in your head. What's the use? If you are light complexion and it's just Indomie, you can cook. And you are telling me about why I need to get a cook. But in my own house, we use mortar and pestle to pound yam. You ask me to eat pound yam. So we need to have a meeting here. Maybe you are just good enough to be my girlfriend, but not my wife. It's not only women that are touching their skin. Even brothers are doing things now. And they are quoting the scripture. He collect the things that be not. Come on, are you still here? Come on, say I'm wonderfully made. Leave the skin alone. Don't interpret your complex, your inferiority complex, by touching what you cannot fix. When the result of that thing come out. You know, I used to fry my hair. Some of you don't know. I used to fry my hair. Like, I go to the salon. And the hair was very wonderful. I loved it. I worshipped my hair, practically. You will never see me go out without a mirror and a set of combs. I'm not joking. You touch my hair, there's going to be a problem. Don't touch my hair. What's wrong with you? And my mom took me to the salon. You know, sometimes I look at my mom, she's old now, but like this woman practically took me to the salon. I saw my mom's pictures. She was wearing very red lipstick. She was very so fine. Like, wow. Time has happened to everybody. I think I took my mom's tea and I took my dad's height. So I'm the perfect blend. A hybrid. The perfect hybrid. I'm not joking. But I used to, my hair, you know, in my bag, I can forget my school book at home. But my kissing sheen or coco sheen, my mirrors, and I'm not talking about small mirrors, and my friend Tosin, he's an engineer now, always, you know, the air was so, I'm still paying the price today. When you look at my hair, the thing don't chop finish here. He says, so let it be. Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. There is such a thing as the faith of God. There is such a thing as what? The faith of God. God's kind of faith. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? That's a question. That means that our own faith on earth. This was talking about righteousness. What happens to a man when he becomes a Christian? Let me say this. If you understand Romans chapter 3 and chapter 4 and chapter 5, you will not go to any place again and bow down in front of any image or cross. And I went somewhere to preach. I went somewhere to preach about 2 years ago, and in that church, when you march to the ministers and the choir march to the front. When I was attending one of our churches, starting with an A, we will march and then we'll do like this. I was in the choir then. You people didn't know I've done choir in all these churches. I was a member of the choir. So I would just go with the choir, you know, we'll do like this. We used to be so cool, you know. God said, thou shalt not bow down. If you understand this scripture, you will know that venerating object, that picture of Jesus Christ you have in your house or on your phone, is not Jesus. If for any reason you give that thing 1 minute respect, it has turned to idol worship. 1 minute. Look at this. Because God is not always, God made the condition so easy. Believe. That's the condition. Believe. That's all. But we introduce other things. He said, now if some did not believe, shall it make the faith of God? God has faith that even now, God has faith that many of those bandits and Boko Haram, they will come to Christ. God has faith. If you ask him, he will tell you they are coming. So there is such a thing as the faith of God. When my faith aligns with his faith, oh, we have something powerful. It frees you from idol worship. If you greet people, Pastor David, and you say, good morning, sir, you are doing it out of respect to them. Not because you worship them. It's just a man. Don't do it. There are some things we do in the name of spirituality. It is just crash ignorance. And even God is wondering why I've not spoken about it. Now, put this down in your note. The primary currency in the spirit realm is faith. That means when you get to the spirit realm, I want to spend money. Nobody will collect naira from you. In fact, if you have dollar, it will not have usefulness. Now, if you even have pounds, because pounds is like, is it 750 now or whatever? I mean, that one will not even help you at all. The only thing that you can spend is what? The currency of the spirit realm is faith. God has his own currency from the central bank of grace. You must also make deposit, and when you get there, withdraw, change your, use your naira to exchange, and withdraw faith. So, never feel like you have lost all until you get to a point and you realize you don't have faith for it again. When I'm in a relationship with people and I'm managing that relationship, number one, you're not supposed to be managing any relationship. But when you now find that you have gotten to a place that you are the one trying not to offend the person, you are trying not to offend the person. You keep keeping on. When it gets to a level, I just say, at this junction, I rest my case. I cease from my labor. I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing. So, this is what we are talking about here. The realm of faith, the reason why we are teaching you this thing is because we have looked at faith as something that started with us. So we are trying to generate faith and send it to heaven to get answer to prayers. And God says, true faith starts with me. It must flow from me through my spirit into the world, into your own spirit. Not from you, like, oh yeah, let's believe now. We are going to pray. No. Faith, now I've given you three keys that make faith active. The fourth key is the key of revelation. That for me to be able to lay hold on something that I am trusting God for, I must have a clear revelation of that thing as provided for in my spirit. So if I believe that this is the season for me to be married, I must see it clearly in the spirit that God has made provision for my wedding. And he has signed it, he has approved it, and that I cannot make a mistake. If you keep seeing that, hey, only God knows who a genuine man is, your faith has not been delivered. The token which, you know, I started this message from last where I talked about the token, the seed of the word. If the seed has not been delivered, faith cannot be born. So I must have a clear revelation that my end will be better than my today. So if that thing is clearly impressed in my spirit, there's revelation. So when I say light be, the first thing that instruction will do is to look for the definition of light according to what is in my heart. So that when you see the light, if it's white, it will give you white. If I say white dog, now an image forms in your mind. If I say white Alsatian dog, so the picture changes. If I say local Nigerian dog, you think of bingo. Bingo. Bingo is the dog we have in Nigeria. What do they have in Ghana? I don't know what they call them. Did they call them bingo too? Dog. Ah, no. It's not original dog. You are saying something. Sakpano. So that's the interpretation there. Are you with me now? So the realm of faith, for you to be active, I'm trying to tell you why a Pastor Adeboye can sit down quietly and be saying, thank you, Daddy, you are healed, and it is done. And why some people will get their miracle, some people will not believe. They say because he said it in a gentle way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because Baba is speaking from a point of revelation. Now, the day that woman that was healed here of that crutches, what happened that day was this thing I'm actually explaining now. I was here, the worship was going on, and I saw it in my spirit that woman is already healed. I didn't see that I was going to heal her. I saw that she was already healed. So all I went to do was to practice what I had seen. I only went to her. And if you think it's that simple, go to somebody with crutches and say, give me. Then there will be some people will gather and break your head. Because when somebody has arthritis and has not been able to walk, there are some things fundamentally wrong in that person's body. Telling the person, get up, my brother, it won't cut it. You have to be sure. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just like going to a blind man and saying, see. And I walked up to the woman and I said, how long have you been like this? She said, 12 years. I said, are you ready to be healed? He says, I say, in the name of Jesus, get up. And I pulled out and I walked with her and she started walking. There was nothing that I did there that was me. I only acted out what I saw. So why we pray and pray before we say a word is because we want to capture what God is showing us about that matter. So that everything we are now doing is we are acting. I don't know if somebody's with me. I'm telling you why we all say we believe, but we are getting different results. So these are things you can go and try. Okay, use the next 1 year to develop it. Your mind is involved. Your revelation is involved. Your utterance is involved. The presence of the Holy Spirit is involved. Now, to release the highest kind of faith, you are not going to... it's not this one that I just explained. To operate at the highest manifestation of faith, you will not have a revelation about the miracle or whatever it is you are trusting God for. To tap into the potential of the highest level of faith, you must have a revelation of God Himself. Write that down. To tap into the manifestation of the highest level of faith, you must have a revelation of who? Of God Himself. It's like putting your hand into Kanji Dam. I've been electrocuted twice, and none of it was pleasant. It's like you are closer to your maker when those things are happening. That somebody, we were on generator at home, and they brought the light, but there was an electrical error connection in between my generator and the power supply. So somebody saw that they had brought the light, wanted to change over for me. The generator was supposed to have gone off. So when the person changed over, the error manifested. So generator power merged with the power supply of NEPA. So when I went to turn off the gen and lifted me off my feet. Hallelujah. See? Those of us that we rapture, we already know ourselves. I'm not joking, you know, it looks like a film, except that I'm alive to tell the story. It was just a few weeks or so to our wedding, right? So, Pastor Desmond, the general himself, again, was the one that got, I've never seen him so afraid in his life. Because when he got there, there was only one plank by the soaked in water. Because rain had fallen on the floor. And you know that water conducts, it's a setup. That's the title of a good message. It's a setup. Thank you, Tina. It's a setup. Wow. I'm feeling you. Do you know what happened? Pastor Desmond was doing like this. Say, Guze, I just did like this. I couldn't even talk. You know, it's like you are watching yourself go. Eh? And I heard him pick the wet. It was the risk he took because we could have died together. That's why it's my friend. He picked the wet plank because he could not find anything and he needed to do something. And hit me with it. With tongues. So, electricity within. Met with the electric current in between with water. So he should have been also electrocuted. But he released the one inside of him too. So it became an extension. He was not affected. Because it became an extension of that current. Oh. Are you getting it? You need to be a science person to see this one. The only way, if he had done it in the flesh, he broke every rule that would have preserved his own life. But he broke it in the spirit. Because in the realm of faith, natural laws can be bent. Others can be broken. If he had done that thing, a plank as tall as this, wet, and you touch me small, you will not survive it. Because nobody to turn off the gen, and we're also on NEPA. And I was in between. I became a live battery, a live conductor of energy. You touch me, you contact it. That's why I don't understand those people who say they are born again. And it is their friends who are not saved that are pulling them away. Your power should be so contagious, you will suck them in. Spoke in tongues and hit me. And what was supposed to have electrocuted him saved me and didn't harm him. The highest manifestation of faith comes when you see God. When you have an encounter with God, you tap into the raw energy of the heavens. Raw energy. A token of that energy is what we know as the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Oh, we cannot talk about that now. But if God gives you the gift of faith, one man that operated it in Nigeria was Archbishop Idahosa. Another was Wigglesworth. Another was Lester Sumra. Oh my God. I don't know if somebody is listening. As I'm talking now, you see, because Jesus said that every time I speak, my words are what? So if I speak the words he speaks, that means what I'm throwing in the atmosphere. When you say spirit, what you mean is that the capacity to make the things I say possible in your own life is what we call spirit. The life, that means if what you have inside of you is not strong enough to sustain what you are trying to generate, then that same word will recalibrate you, upgrade you to the level of this current capacity we are talking about. That means every time I have an encounter with the word of God, there's an upgrade. It means I'm being changed from glory to glory to glory. That means the person you saw yesterday is not the person you are seeing today. That means you are never in the same spot. You're never in the same spot. That's why it should bother you when you listen to the word of God and it doesn't move you. Something is wrong. It should bother you. It should not bother you when you don't have money in your account. When you've not eaten. it should bother you when the heavens are silent. Those girls that you are pursuing, that are saying you want to die because of Priscilla or Cassandra, if those girls knew what you knew, they won't follow you. You don't understand? Those people you want to go and die. Uju, all those people that you are praying that God should help your faith so you will not die. If they heard this kind of word, they won't even be listening to you. This one you have received, and you are still trying to balance the two. Say, the words that I speak, they are spirit. Spirit after the order of the one that is administering it. He gives you of himself. Even though you already have all of God, but you are not functioning at that level yet. So every time I allow the word of God come into my heart, he administers something. He administers it again. He administers it again. He administers. And one day, you know, it may be doing it in bits. Then 3 years later, you just notice you are a completely different person. Completely different. You become a warrior. You become vested with the powers to execute divine mandate. You stay in your room and you say something and you see it. Like the story I was sharing on Wednesday. Some of you were online, you listen. I didn't say the full story, but you heard it. Somebody has said something against me. And I heard. So I saw the person and I said, what you said was wrong. And what I expected was the person to have said, I'm sorry. The person insisted, so I walked away. And I told my friend, who is a reverend father, I said, see what so-so person said. And he said, we address it. And the person called a meeting. Because the reverend father called me. He said, I thought about what you said. And I realized that it has implications for her. Not because you are wronged, but because as a servant of God, you are hurt. I don't know if you understand what he said. So he said, in order to preserve her life, I will intervene. So I allowed my friend, who is a reverend father, to intervene. And when he was talking to the lady, thank you. When he was talking to the lady was also arguing. So I saw that this is a case of spiritual recklessness. You don't respect reverend father. You don't respect reverend. Come here, I don't have father. I have reverend. I'm reverend. But no, he's a reverend. So he's like my senior. Me, I'm still a son, reverend son. When I become a reverend father, I will tell you. But not in this earth. So I now got up in the meeting. I said, let me execute my kingly mandate. See, we are priests before God. We are kings before men. You don't go to God and say, I'm a king. There's only one king here. But when you go before men, you execute your... So I stood up in the meeting and I said, now, let's be quiet. I said, I just want to say so. I said, whether you apologize or not, there will be repercussions. That's all I said. I said it in front of 10 people. So that the day it starts, they will know who is behind it. I say whether you apologize or not. Because sometimes we try to be nice. But you see, we are both serpent and dove. He said, be wise as a... To be wise as a serpent means that when your territory is threatened, strike. Not run away, strike. That's the wisdom of the serpent. You think he's going back, he's coming for you. The retreating is to give you opportunity to repent. The next time he comes, that tongue will not go back again. It is going for the kill. You know, and people are just talking and talking and talking. I have my friend who is from London. You know, Mr. Binga, you know, you just need to calm down. The moment I raised my voice and I said, whether you apologize or not, there will be repercussions. The two reverend fathers with me stood up. They didn't sit. Everybody sat. But because the two of them understood spirituality, they stood up. Then it's like the person talking realized her error. She now came and said, I take it back. Pray for me. I said, I will not pray for you. So you can ask for prayer publicly. And you are talking. The Bible says, because sentence on a matter is not quickly executed, therefore, the art of men is set in them to do evil. Every time you do like this, you won't talk. Every time that you won't talk, they begin to push you till they push you off the bridge. The day you stand your ground and say, today, I remove your priesthood, they become afraid. Well, we won't use it every time, but you need to know it's there. You yourself need to remember it's there. The moment I said it, say, please forgive me, pray for me. They say, let it. I say, I will not pray for you. I say, I've forgiven you now, but if I pray for you, but because the meaning of my statement is, you are forgiven, but you will feel the heat. I only reduce the sentence. The moment I tell you, in Jesus' name, I forgive you, I've waived the sentence. But so that you will not be careless next time, you need to feel the heat. So I want to preserve your destiny by putting you in the wilderness for a short time. That realm of faith is only possible with a message like this. Because the day David will face Goliath, his pastor will not be there. You must be strong enough to resist the enemies at your gate. You can't touch my mom. You stand there and say, all of you, if you are dead, the ground opens now and swallows you. That kind of power, creative power that makes angels surround Elisha when the enemies came and they wanted to destroy him. That kind of creative power. You must be a God lover. You must love his presence so much that you can't sacrifice it for anything. Are you blessed this morning? And in case you give them warning and they tell you can't do anything, tell them to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. You don't know how powerful you are. You don't know. That's why you're going for deliverance. If the devil even has the level you have, if he has it, come on, say, I'm powerful. Because the Holy Ghost is living on the inside of me. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray in tongues for... I want you to activate the realm of faith in your spirit. Activate the realm of faith. Activate the realm of faith. Activate the realm of faith. Activate the realm of faith.